understand the man. What more could you ask for? We talking building businesses and entrepreneurs. Next level, elevating, steady working it. Featuring guests, sharing their products and services. But stand the man podcast. Let's get down to business, make it happen like that. But stand the man podcast. Let's get down to business, make it happen like that. Stand the man, let's go.
We are very excited to have with us one of the hardest working men in show business. We've been wanting to have him on for quite some time, and finally we're able to do it. And without further ado, my guy, the man among men, Petty Murphy. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, and thank you for bringing me on. It's been a while since we last spoke.
Yeah, man, it's been actually too long, and, you know, as I was sharing with you off camera, before we got on the air, just the building was going through some modernization and took a while, and also gave me a time to just kind of do some other planning and reflect and do some of my other consulting work. So again, much more happy to have you. So let's just jump right into it. Of course, we're going to get to The Most Hated, The Last Dance. We're definitely going to come to that. I know you've been working on that for quite some time. So the first question I wanted to ask you is, how did you get into the entertainment business?
Oh, man. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Just into the entertainment business, just watching my uncles growing up, they'll be in the entertainment business and everything else too, always throwing out talent shows and stuff too. But I, as myself, got thrown into the world by being there.
Okay.
To go on stage and do comedy. And you know how you go hang out with your homeboys every Saturday or every weekend? Well, I would take it out with my friends from Sunday to Sunday. So we will hang out, you know, have drinks, laugh, and do whatever. And I would crack jokes, and my buddies were like, dude, you gotta go do stand up. And I had to tell them, it's like, no, because I have a journalism background. I said, no. It's like, why not? It's like, I am the weapon of mass destruction that was couldn't find in Iraq. So it just so happened that we're bringing in the new year in 2009. Obama becomes president, so you know we got that history going. And I went to a New Year's Eve party at a friend's parents' house, and popped the champagne cork, hit his mom upside the head with the champagne cork, so she had a concussion for a couple of days. But we all sat around and we talked about our New Year's resolution. And, you know, I kept getting the itch, and just, like, I kept tired of hearing people tell me I need to do the comedy, to go to stand up. So I made my New Year's resolution that I would end up doing my first stand up that following Wednesday. And I looked at all my friends and said, all of y'all are coming with me. And I pretty much got into it. And it, my first ever set, if you know, if you've been a comedian or anything like that, you will bomb your first set is because of nerves. You know, you're in a different realm, and everyone's like, it should have been natural for you because you've been a natural speaker. You're a phenomenal communicator. Should have been natural. It's like, no, not when your friend is feeding you shots of tequila every 5 minutes.
Right.
And you're buzzed and you can't remember anything, so you're feeding you jokes just to get the crowd going. But I'm glad it happened because it allowed me to see that realm. I fell in love with it. Kept going back into it, and you know, 13 years later, man, look what's happened now.
Well, you know, it's really amazing. When I talk to other comedians that I've known and that I've met, I always say, honestly, that I admire the courage and the mindset to be able to go on stage. Basically, you know, you're by yourself. You know, and you're the only one out there, and the preparation that goes into it, you know, it's just amazing to me how, and of course, you know, like some of the, I was listening the other day to Kevin Hart. He was on a podcast called Pivot, P-I-V-O-T.
Yeah, just sharing, the Pivot podcast.
Yeah.
I watched it, and it was very good.
Yeah, I mean, and it's really, what I love about, one thing, of course, as you know, at podcasts, it's really no limits. There's no restrictions. You could talk about whatever you want to talk about. You could be open, you could be honest, and that's one of the things I most respect about you is you remind me of one of my friends. I never have to guess whether you're being honest or not.
Right. So,
and I think that's the best way to keep it 100 so everybody knows where you stand. And of course, as you grow in your business and your fans, you know, I'm sure you have you know, like Jay-Z and some of these other folks, you have there's a close inner circle that you have that you know that these folks, you know, like LeBron James, these folks have been rolling with you from day one, and you know you got real ones on your hands.
So the
other question I was going to ask you, a follow-up to that, is what are some of the challenges that you face in being in the entertainment business?
Well, number one, you know, and I tell people this, especially if you're in the same lane, you know, you got the haters. You know, you got the haters that, you know, they see your growth. They see your talent. They see the people that you have around you. They see the people that support you, which is, you know, a challenge. Because, you know, you have to, you know, thwart our, you know, allegations. You got to thwart off lies and everything else too. And you have to deal with it mentally. It's because it's not just because you have so much things going on with, you know, outside the business of doing entertainment. You have your personal life as well. And the challenge is to basically trying to maintain your cool while basically trying to, you know, pursue your purpose. And I found that challenging lately. I have found that challenging lately, but I have also taken some preparations to, you know, basically learn how to just, like, you know, laugh at it, address it, be done with it, move on. Meditation has helped me a lot. And doing a lot of meditation, some people meditate for like 30 minutes. Some people will meditate for 10 minutes. I meditate for at least 4 hours.
Good.
4 hours of meditation is actually good for your soul. And, you know, people's like, you know, my girlfriend's like, when you do the meditation, I find a tree. I found the perfect tree. It sits in front of a lake, and I got in a nice little bench, and I just sit there. And I can sit out there for 4 hours. I can sit out there all day long and just basically just sit and meditate, calm your soul. So I found, though, calmness with the challenges of being an entertainer, like trying to go find the right where you want to perform at and everything else too. Because I don't follow the popular consensus. I think the popular consensus and the secret societies that click up together to click.
Right.
They're bad for business. I'd rather promote to my crowd, the people.
Okay.
I'd rather basically stay in my own lane. And the challenges that I found in that is that, you know, there's other people that want to get there, but they don't understand how to get there. So it's kind of like, you know, you have to be that teacher, but you're also still a student as well. So it's kind of hard that way.
Very good. Excellent. And, you know, one thing I heard a friend say once is that when you're in the middle of a tornado, that's where it's actually the most calm.
And I live in Kansas.
right. I think that the other thing I was just going to share was real quick was that the person also told me that if you don't have any haters, you're not doing your job.
That is true. And I have a favorite quote, and it's from the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. And the quote goes, if money can't buy happiness, then they don't know where to shop.
Exactly. That's definitely a good one. I'll definitely have to remember that one. The next question I had for you is that this could be a little broad, but I know you'll be able to answer it in, you know, the way that works best. And that is that what tips would you give for anyone that is looking to start and have a career in the entertainment business?
Number one, stay humble. Always be humble. Number two, do a lot of networking. Network with like-minded people. Never try to get with the popular consensus, because the popular consensus can either A, help you or be hurt you, but they're in their own lane. They're really not really not for you. What you want to do is you want to find like-minded people that understand your vision, because what your vision may entail in theirs also too. So you want to work with like-minded people.
Okay.
Number three, always do your research. Do your research on everything, because as talented as you are, there are great people in this world that will help you get you where you need to be. And then there are people that will, speak that game, dangle that carrot in front of you, and then basically it's a whole lie. So I tell people that, tell people to basically always do your research on people. Never take anybody for their word. This is why we got Google. This is why, we look up things with social media and everything else to see if this person's narrative fits your purpose. And number four, have fun. Have fun doing this. Don't let anybody steal your thunder. Don't let no one assassinate your character. And number five is more important. It's very, very important. Never forget those who helped you along the way. And there's a lot of clout chasing in this business. People chasing the clout instead of going out and earn it. Always remember those who helped you along the way, because those people that first came to see you perform, that guided you to where you need to be, that's your clout. You earned it. You earned that when you had your friends and your family, your coworkers, their neighbors, their friends, the people that you met the first time that basically are following you. You earned that clout. Don't go chasing clout because you see other people chasing the clout. You'll get lost in this world.
Very, very good. Some excellent advice. I do appreciate that. And you definitely hit the nail on the head on many of those things that you're mentioning to us. And actually, those are some of the things that I did starting out. And networking is such an amazing thing. I got my first job my first job in Hollywood. I got it at Paramount Pictures because I knew someone that NBC affiliate, said, hey, go over there. I know they're hiring, and boom, the rest is history. And today, to this day, I have some amazing friends that I've worked in the business for. I did it for about 10 years and then went into the business side. And actually now on the business side, I have people on that other side, which is something else. Going to switch gears here a little bit. Sports, although I'm sure we could spend a long time talking about this.
We definitely can.
But what I wanted to do was, the NFL season is upon us, and I'm sure you like Kansas City. I have no doubt. I mean, anyone in the right mind probably should.
I cannot disown my hometown team, no matter how bad we were before Patrick Mahomes or Alex Smith or Andy Reid. I could not disown my own hometown team. I'm not a Dallas Cowboy fan. They should do that. They should disown their team.
Right.
Make the playoffs. Disown your team. But no, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs diehard fan through and through.
I wanted to ask you, a lot of folks have, I've listened to a lot of the experts and fans and stuff, and what is your feeling on I'm not that mad at Tyreek Hill. I mean, he got the bag going to Miami, and we know in Florida there's no state taxes, so he gets to keep a little bit more of his paper. But how do you feel that that might affect Kansas City moving forward, if at all? The Chiefs.
I want people to understand something. It did hurt seeing Tyreek Hill having to leave. Everybody had to understand with the business. He was close to getting that deal, but then the Raiders and Packers made the deal for Devontae Adams. But see, when Devontae Adams deal reset the market, that was because of Christian Kirk's deal that he got from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right.
So in hindsight, if you want to blame anybody for Tyreek Hill being traded to the Miami Dolphins, you blame Aaron Rodgers.
Okay? Right.
Blame Aaron Rodgers because of all the drama with Aaron Rodgers, whether he's going to be there or not whatsoever. So I didn't blame Devontae Adams for seeking a trade, but also getting that bag. And of course, the Raiders got that money in Vegas and everything else too. So as soon as we were getting ready to sign Tyreek Hill, with all the cap and everything else too, Devontae Adams, we set the market. And we could not say, no, we couldn't get him. And don't get me wrong, he had 6 great years with this man. He delivered us the Super Bowl. But how this is going to affect Patrick Mahomes, I don't see that affecting him. It's because, if you remember, the year that we won the Super Bowl, Tyreek Hill was out for 4 games.
Right, exactly.
Mahomes, the first game he got hurt against Jacksonville. Mahomes go out week 2. I mean, DeMarcus Robinson has got 6 catches, 178 yards, and 2 touchdowns against the Raiders.
Right.
But did not affect that we lost Tyreek Hill. Especially we have a Mecole Hardman. Now you got, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster, MVS, Sky Moore. Justin Ross is on IR, but we're good. We're good. I think this will basically make Mahomes even more dangerous.
Okay.
Because we're going to see, because he still has another weapon. He still has Travis Kelce. I mean, Tom Brady was still able to win Super Bowls without a Randy Moss. I mean, he didn't win a Super Bowl with Randy Moss. He didn't win a Super Bowl with Wes Welker, but he was able to still get the Super Bowls with Ron Gronkowski and a Julian Edelman. And pretty much that's the model that pretty much Andy Reid has to follow is you don't need a Tyreek Hill to win a Super Bowl. Patrick
right.
Mahomes already proved that. No, Tyreek's gone? Okay. I got other receivers that I can throw to, and that's it.
Excellent. You know, the other question to follow up to that was going to ask you, the AFC West is it's kind of got stacked up now. You know, the Raiders have done some things. We know Denver, you know, they got Russell Wilson. Of course, KC, I think for about 4 or 5 years in a row, you guys have won the AFC West. And after KC, what team would you say would concern you, if any, in the AFC outside of KC that would compete with KC in this season?
The team that scares me would have to be the LA Chargers.
Okay.
I mean, on paper, Justin Herbert is a star. He's a stud. With the offense that they have, of course, with Austin Eckler, you know, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, but the defense, you know, you get the Khalil Mack from Chicago, you go with Joey Bosa, you go with Derwin James, that and J.C. Jackson, the defense. The Chargers are the most serious team in the AFC West that can compete with us. But if you want to go compete with us for the AFC crown to get to the Super Bowl, we saw the game of the year last year. Buffalo, Kansas City. Overtime. Buffalo is very good. I give props to Josh Allen. I give props to Sean McDermott,
right.
Stephon Diggs. Buffalo is very good. So if anybody can compete with the Chiefs, I won't say Buffalo. I'll say Buffalo, the Chargers, Cincinnati. You know, as long as Joe Burrow stays healthy, Cincinnati is a threat. The Raiders. The Raiders play Heckler and Jive. I mean, the Jekyll and Mr.
Right.
Hyde.
Right.
And you don't know which Raider team you're going to get. It's like going to the Kardashian family's house for dinner and not expecting drama. So you don't know. so you don't know. But Denver is going to be is very sneaky because of Russell Wilson. I want to see how Denver does with their offense. You've got 2 great running backs in Williams and Melvin Gordon. You've got a trio of wide receivers. And, you know, your defense is coming back along after losing Von Miller. So your defense is kind of new with Bradley Chubb. So my top 3 teams in the AFC that can compete with Kansas City would be Buffalo, Cincinnati, and the LA Chargers.
Excellent. You know, it's really interesting that you mentioned the Chargers because I was fortunate last season to go to some of those games. I have friends that have tickets. And it's really amazing, and you know this, when you can sit in the stadium and watch a quarterback that is very good, I mean, he makes it look easy. I mean, to see him drop back, and he might run only when he has to. But then when he does, he's normally getting out of bounds, and then he can pinpoint receivers. So I think definitely, when everything's said and done, you know, they're definitely going to be up there, and it will be something to see. Last but not least, let's see what I wanted to ask you. The most hated Last Dance. Next month, August, it's coming up. And if you could just share with my audience a little bit about The Most Hated, The Last Dance, what it's about. And I looked at the ticket prices, and I think you extended it to another day, which I'm like, this is going to be amazing. So share a little bit about The Most Hated, Last Dance for us.
Well, it started 5 years ago. Pretty much, I was living in Wichita, Kansas, and I was getting hated on just for being white. And I had hosted an open mic show in Wichita at the formerly known as Steel Bar. And me and three other friends of mine, my good friend Chris Oley, my good friend Chewy Colombo, my good friend Ian Peasy, we all went to a hotel room where Chris was staying at because his house was flooded. So we basically had a meet. We had four of us had a meet. And Chewy came up with an idea, but he said, man, what can we call your next show? Because you could basically promote your next show. I had just already, because at Steel, I basically came and did a show in October of 2015, and it would get it on a Tuesday. It turned up on a Tuesday. Now, normally, if you do a show like what I do with comedy and music on a Tuesday, nobody's going to show up because they got to work the next day. Well, they showed up. They turned up. And 2 days later, the venue called me and asked me when was the next show. So I was basically able to knock out shows where I never had to pay the venue to do the shows because I'm going to make my money. They're going to make their money. It's all good.
Okay.
So Huey said, man, what should we call your next show? And my friend, TV, I remember what he said. He said, bro, I got a $1 million idea. Call it Most Hated. Because you're the most hated comedian in Wichita, Kansas, is because you appeal to the people. Not only do you appeal to the people, you call out the popular consensus, the secret society, and you open up the doors for people like myself to get into those doors. You will promote us and everything else too. So July 1st, 2017, we did the first Most Hated. I had my crew, my good friend ICT Boy. I had my good friend King Jockey Joker is going to be on The Last Dance. My brother Tone G. My girl Danielle DeAnda. I had TV. I had my good friend Flip Drake. Couple up and coming comedians. Bishop Antoine Guyton Jr. My main man Wild Boy Hawk. Wild Boy Hawk lives in South Carolina now. And we all were basically. Our good friend, your partner, Ace Boogie. I had two DJs, One-on-One, and DJ KW3, my good friend, Stoner Simpson. And we turned it out. And those main people, including my girl, we were the only ones wearing a Most Hated shirt. It was like Miami at 86.
Oh, okay.
We were like that with how Miami came out with the camouflage. We were the Most Hated shirt.
Nice.
We were in there with the Most Hated shirt, and it was so much fun that we were leaving during we go to the after party. We had people asking me for my Most Hated shirt off my back. I was like, you can't have this one. This is the original. But we were able to basically capitalize on it. What we did was we changed the entire landscape of a city's entertainment scene as ICT Boy went on to one of the local news stations and called it the movement. And pretty much to bring all these collective people together, we got egos, but we understand the assignment. And basically changed the entire landscape of that city's entertainment scene. I was like, okay, I gotta keep this going. And I have knocked out 7 of these so far. It's gone from Wichita, Kansas. It's gone here to Kansas City, Topeka, Kansas, Dallas, Texas last year, back to Kansas City. And I just did one in Wichita, did the homecoming January the 8th of this year. That was fun. Didn't even expect to sell out crowds. Walked in the building, people were in there. It's like, well, time for business. Let's go. And pretty much just, with this, see, The Last Dance wasn't supposed to be, it was supposed to be 2 years from now. But with everything that I have coming up, of course, with the Petty Murphy Project, you know, getting ready to launch the television in the next couple of months and everything else, too, and other projects that are coming my way, it's kind of like, you know what? I've had my fun. Everybody knows it. I've had my fun. Let this be the last dance. You know, I got 7 rings. I passed Mike. I tied Tom. Now I'm trying to beat Tom. Right. I got my ring. I want my number. I want number 8.
Right.
And with the last dance, I have, you know, this is going to be so good is because of what people do not know. The number one comedy on Tubi is known as PPP Long Gone by my good friend Devon Bray and Bray Films in Wichita, Kansas. I've known Bray for years. And that movie is hilarious. People need to check that out.
Okay.
And the host, Jordan Smith, plays a character called Cheekbone. And he's up and coming doing comedy and stuff, too. And he contacted me to want to be a part of this. Like, brother, I've been, like I said, when I do the show, and I want people to understand this, I don't necessarily go towards my own crew.
Right.
I talk with them, let them know. There's their interest. If I don't hear from them within 24 hours, then I basically talk to other people. But when this young man hit me up and said, I want to be a part of it, you know, I'm going to do his thing. He's going to host it. And to basically see this movie trend worldwide, you got celebrities like Brendan T. Jackson talked about it. Josh Prey talked about it. And other people are trending on Instagram, you know, all social media. And with this event and everything else too, man, it's my part, my saying, you know, hey, Bray, I salute you for, you know, doing your thing and opening up and changing the community and changing the culture. And with the last dance, it's going to be great. I mean, you got hip hop, R&B, and comedy. You know, it doesn't, and what I tell people with this show, it's not a ratchet show. There's too many ratchet shows, too many ratchet TV shows that end up in chaos to where we have our people divided and fighting one another, shooting one another, and everything else too. This event is for the people of all colors. I mean, you know, we got artists that are white, we got artists that are, you know, Chicano, we got artists that are, you know, African American, and we're all coming together to have, you know, the biggest Sunday fun day ever. And I cannot wait for this. You know, the artists that I got on this show are amazing. The comedians that got on this show are amazing.
Excellent. Actually, so I'm getting a cue here that we're running out of time. But of course, we're definitely going to have you back, especially after the last dance is done. If you could, let the folks know two things. One, the best way to contact you. And then, of course, as we're recording this, the last dance is going to be in August of 2022. How can people get tickets if they want to be able to come out and have a great time?
Well, this is how you guys can get tickets to Most Hated the Last Dance. You can contact myself, contact the performers, or go to eventbrite.com and get your tickets at $10. You can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/the Teddy Murphy Project. That's pretty much how you guys can contact me. Pretty much how I've done this because of how COVID is I basically can we can email you your tickets the same way that you know Eventbrite can do it. But basically, you can contact myself and get those tickets. It's Sunday, August 14th, Vivo Live Event, 7300 West 119th Street. Everybody, come out, have fun. No, like I said, hip hop, comedy, R&B music, two DJs, two bars, two restaurants. It's going to be a great Sunday, man. So come on out, enjoy your Sunday, because I know your kids got to go to school on Monday. So come on.
Very good. And I think, are you actually going to be having it streaming as well or no?
Yes, I will be streaming it on viewsub.com. So basically, it'd be the same way if you guys want to know, basically watch the live stream. You know, you basically go to viewsub.com. Pay the $10. They'll pay $10 same price as though if you were there. So yeah, we will be live streaming this live on paper, technically on pay per view, and you guys will be able to see the beauty and amazement of the underground, up and coming artists and comedians. It's going to be something that you have never seen before. And what people don't understand is that I'm a creative genius. I just don't. I don't ever let my left hand tell you what my right hand is doing.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, please, I highly recommend you do not miss The Last Dance, put on by Petty Murphy. The most hated Last Dance. We want to make sure we get the title right. And so, brother, it has been an absolute joy. Like I said, after The Last Dance, and we'll probably come back and see how things went with you. And of course, we'll be able to chop it up with some NFL football as well. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And we most definitely wish you all the best. And one of the things I love about you, even though I just recently met you this year, you a real one. And I know that, hey, even when the money starts coming in, rolling in, you're still going to be the same dude. I think I heard a person say, money doesn't change you. It just reveals more of who you really are.
Exactly.
All right. Very good. Thank you again so much. In the meantime, you have a great day.
Stand the Man podcast with business and entrepreneurs.